Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Rachel Mangieris from the Stewart Public Library. All right, Rachel, so what does the Stewart Public Library have on their calendar for May?
Well, for May, we have a handful of events. Starting this Saturday on the 6th, we are going to have a plant exchange that we have put together. We did a seed exchange recently, and we had enough people that were interested in that that said, you know what, let's do a plant exchange as well. And so we have a volunteer who's going to come out and help put out some tables and put out some plants that the library has been growing. And essentially what a plant swap or a plant exchange is simply an event where fellow plant owners can come together and swap out their plants that they have. These could be starting vegetable plants or flower seedlings, indoor plants, or even plant divisions. And so if you have some extras on hand, you can bring them out and trade them, go home with something else, something new. The only thing that we ask is, if possible, to have your plants labeled, make sure that they're pest-free and relatively healthy. But we're going to do that on Saturday the 6th from 10:30 to noon. And then next week, the West Central Valley kids do not have school on the 8th, and so ISU Extension is going to be doing a kids program about bees and pollination. This is going to be a hands-on STEM program. We're going to be having it at 1 p.m. We hope that we can get a handful of kids to come in and give it a try. Following that, on the 18th, we are having our Books and Badges program, where Sergeant Katie will come in. She will read books to the kids, give away books. There will be prizes for adults that bring in kids. We're going to have a drawing for them as well. This month's event is based on police officers. So that is at 10 a.m. on the 18th. And then on the following week, on the 24th, we are going to be offering another crafting opportunity for adults. We're going to be doing card stitching. This is going to be led by one of our patrons, who is a very gifted artist with making cards using string. And we're going to just do an introductory class for that. The library provides all the supplies that everybody needs, but we just ask that you sign up ahead of time by either coming into the library or giving us a call at 523-2152. And again, it's just a goodwill offering. Otherwise, it's a free event. And then to close out the month, we're going to have a movie, and we'll be having a snack, and that'll be at 2 p.m. It's geared towards kids and families. So we hope that people will join us. And at the end of the month, we're going to be starting new hours for the summer. So we're going to be opening the library at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. And this is new to us. We are hoping to extend our evening hours a little bit later, a couple days of the week. And so things will look just a little bit different. So we hope people pay attention to our website. And hopefully we're going to be able to offer more services in the summer.
All right. And as you kind of said, the plant swap, based off of what you saw with the seed swap, just decided to give that a try because there was some interest for it, and going to see how that goes, right?
Yeah. We've already had a handful of people talking to us about it, talking about clearing some things out of their own garden and sharing them with others, and I think it'll be a pretty well-attended group. And even if somebody doesn't have any plants at home, since we have been growing some at the library, come on in. We'll still send you home with a plant if that's what you'd like to do.
All right, and that's basically just kind of for anybody that's wanting to come in and check stuff out and see what kind of plants other people may be having and see if they can't get something new to put in their either flower garden or vegetable garden.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and what was kind of the idea behind having the Extension come in and do their bees and pollination class?
Well, Extension has just been a great partner with us and with the surrounding libraries even, and they are there to provide education programs to the community, to people of all ages, and they just do an excellent job with offering hands-on learning opportunities so that kids can not only do they learn about a new topic, but they get to get their hands dirty. They get to see through experiments, through hands-on just learning. It's just a new way for them to learn, and Extension does a great job at providing those programs.
I know last month you guys had a scavenger hunt there in the library. Are you continuing that into this month?
Yep, we'll be putting up a new scavenger hunt this week. This month's theme is going to be Star Wars.
All right, and kind of get into that May the 4th unofficial holiday with it.
Yes, I'm a big fan of May the 4th, and so I have been thinking about all things Star Wars and want to make sure that we're offering some type of programming in the library to include it.
All right, so that's just taking different things that might be Star Wars themed and placing them around the library for people to find then?
Yes, we have the scavenger hunt, which will be pictures for people to go around and find, and when they finish out the scavenger hunt, they can get a piece of candy. We also have a word search and a handful of books on display, so it's definitely on our minds.
All right, and is there anything I haven't asked about that you want to go over?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, well, thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you for your time.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.